To Pakistan now, where security forces say an operation to free hostages from Taliban fighters is now over. Troops stormed a high-security detention center in the northwest, where gunmen had been holding several people since Sunday. Efforts to negotiate with the hostage takers had failed. Let's bring in Kamal Haider, who's in Islamabad. So, Kamal, the operation is over. What's the latest you're hearing about how it unfolded and any possible casualties?
What reports we have been getting have been from local sources. The military has not issued a statement yet. But what we know so far is that the operation got underway a few hours ago, and people were able to witness plumes of black smoke billowing out of that compound and heard the rattle of gunfire. Now, the government had asked the residents of nearby areas to stay indoors because there was a fear that those who were holding hostages inside that counterterrorism department situated in a highly secure area may fan out and cause mayhem. Schools were closed, internet services were closed, and the military special operations units moved in on that compound. Now, according to the reports that we have received so far, six of those hostage takers have been killed. Drones were used in this particular operation. And of course, after every military operation or a rescue operation of this sort, mop-up operations continue. So that's what we've been told so far. Six of those hostage takers have been killed. Seven of the security forces personnel have been wounded in storming that counter-terrorism department fortified unit inside, as I mentioned, Banu Cantonment, which is a military area.
What led up to this event, Kamal?
Well, earlier on Sunday, this counterterrorism department building in Banu was interrogating the prisoners. These are said to be Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan fighters. During that interrogation, they overpowered the interrogators, took them hostage, then distributed the weapons that they found on the complex to their other fellow detainees who were being held there. Then they issued a request that they wanted a safe evacuation from the area, that they would take the hostages with them, would release them once they were on a safer location. But the military surrounded the area and stormed that particular center. They, of course, had been requested evacuation, and despite frantic efforts to negotiate a peaceful way out of this, talks failed, and there was no other option but for the military forces to go in.
Thank you for that update. Kamal Haider, live there in Islamabad.